You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. That's right. The all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own professional website portfolio and online store. I mean, I need a website so bad. I got to go here and fix my own site. I mean, the free trial, you get 10% off. You just visit squarespace.com/racewars. And they're going to hook you up. They're going to hook you up. It's simple, it's easy, it's fast, beautiful design. You drag and drop content, 24-hour support, huh? I don't know if support's coming from India, but they're going to help you. So stop being all particular. Huh? Plans start as low as $8 a month and includes free domain names if you sign up for a year. So you better sign up for a year, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going there, take all my pictures from great graduations and Six Flags Great Adventures, and make something of myself. Let my fans see what I'm up to. Huh? Squarespace.com, man. /racewars. Do it. Do it now. Fix your life. Fix your sight. Rich
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby. Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power.
Welcome back to Race Wars, baby. We're back in the building. Well, Kurt's running late, but I got other white people here with me. Greg Gutfeld's in the building.
Woo! Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
People don't believe you're here.
I am here. I almost missed it, though.
You almost missed it. What happened?
Well, because A, you didn't give me the address. So I actually had to tweet you for the address, but you don't read your tweets unless you're masturbating.
Now, the fans at home, that's right, that's true. I'd only retweet.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Which is all the time, messages. So no problem.
It's a creepy fetish.
How many times have you DM'd me at 4 a.m.?
So many times.
Yes. So many.
But you know, fans are wondering, why don't I have your phone number, Greg?
I don't know. I thought I'd
You know why? Because Fox won't allow you to have it.
That's right.
They won't allow you to give it to
them. Yeah, that's true. They said everybody but him. And I said, why?
Oh, wow.
I still got Lou Dobbs Sky Pager. I got a Sky Pager number. Noam Dorman's here.
Hey, Sherrod.
Noam, owner of the Comedy Cellar. And he has his own podcast, Comedy Cellar Podcast.
It's not a podcast, Sherrod. It's on XM Radio.
It's still a podcast.
That was a slap in the face.
It's still a podcast.
That was a slap.
I go by listeners.
We get a listener question about why it isn't a podcast, why you don't make it available for people that don't have XM.
I don't think XM will allow me to do that.
Uppity.
I'm up for renegotiation in November. I'm going to ask for that. Maybe on a four-week delay or something like that.
Yeah, because they're cutting into your own fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know you got broke people listening to you. They don't got no Sirius unless they rent a car.
Everybody's got podcasts now.
I fought against doing it until Kurt came to me. Then I said, I'll do it with Kurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me and Kurt, we work together. We
exactly.
can do that.
It feels very alone if it's just you doing a podcast.
Like by yourself?
Yes.
No, like alone in a room?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot Joe DeRosa does that. He doesn't, somebody does by himself.
That's his life,
just
though.
Just him talking for an hour.
But that's Joe.
Well, that's going to be the rest of Joe's life, apparently, because he got in beef with Anthony Cumia.
What was that about? The funny thing, that's the great thing about Twitter, is now squabbles become universal.
Yeah.
So you get on there and you just see a guy saying, fuck you, and another guy saying, what happened?
Did you hear the story?
No.
Joe DeRosa went on to, Joe Rogan's show.
Right.
His podcast. Huh?
Joe's changed a lot, Rogan.
Yeah, he's changed. He's
I didn't recognize him.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that look. It was a good
it's
look.
It's very sexy. I wouldn't mess with him.
I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
I would
anyway,
mess
sorry, I interrupted.
But anyway, Joe went on there and he said that he can't be Anthony Cumia's friend anymore because of everything that happened with the tweets and blackity blacks and the whitity whites, fightity fights. What do you think about that, Noam?
What did Joe say? What did Joe say?
Joe just said I can't be friends with him anymore because he's racist, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's pretty indefensible what he said, no?
What's indefensible?
It means he can't defend.
No,
it.
I know what that means. Caitlin, you the thing is, so fast.
Did you read all the tweets?
Oh, I'm also here, by the way.
Caitlin's here. That's right.
Did you read all the tweets?
Yeah, I read a lot of the tweets.
The worst tweet got very little coverage, which says, I called her and he used like six garbage characters with the middle garbage character twice, like two. So it was clearly, I called her the N-word.
Right.
And...
But I think this was after she was punching him in his face.
No, well, it was the first tweet, and that was that. I think that was a smoking gun, and that kind of got.
But you know what? When people in an argument, when you heat it in an argument with anybody, you try to hurt them.
Absolutely,
yes, you go for the hurt.
No.
It's fighting words,
and
the problem with Twitter is that now any time a fighting word appears on Twitter, that it takes on the instead of a word, it's a deed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still just a word. You don't get a black eye. Sorry. You don't get a black eye from a word. Right. And right. by the way, yeah, his tweets were drunken, idiotic, but they were still tweets.
I disagree.
I do think that one of the problems with this generation is that we've really moved away from, like, your right to punch ends at my face, when it's like your right to say things ends at my hurt feelings, which is an ever-shifting, changing, nebulous, difficult-to-define thing. I do, however, agree with you that there is a line. I don't know that we've found it or it's clearly defined, but, like, I think that people can be held responsible for the things that they say publicly on social media,
which is what happened.
Yes.
I understand.
He wasn't jailed. He was shunned, which is acceptable.
I understand. When you want to hurt somebody, you really want to hurt somebody, you say whatever you think is going to hurt them. And it may not be how you really feel about blacks or whatever it is.
Right, right.
And then, but now that's the first step. That I can almost, then you go and tweet it to the world that I did this. All right, now it seems a little bit less like, and then when you're called on it, you don't say, listen, I don't know what I was thinking. I was drunk. That's not the way. I'm sorry I did that. That was stupid.
But
won't even say that.
But okay.
But didn't he say that? I thought he said that.
But wait a second. If he wasn't sorry, you still want him to say he's sorry? That's ridiculous.
No, I want him to actually be sorry.
But he won't be, so you can't.
That's why he can't be his friend anymore.
But you can't have that. So the big deal. So he's not going to apologize. Move on.
Well, you have a right to say this is the kind of person I don't want to be friends with. But I don't think that. I mean, and
I think it's my,
I was just defending DeRosa. I'm not saying
I think DeRosa don't need to go on.
I'm no longer
Joe Rogan.
Friends with DeRosa.
I don't think DeRosa should have went on Joe Rogan and did that. Just like Anthony shouldn't have went on Twitter with his beef. It's like go to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to, hey, motherfucker, pick your phone up?
We stopped doing that. Yes. That's not what we do.
This is so much easier to grab your phone and do stuff. By the way, when I drink, my wife takes everything away from me.
It's a good. It's a good move.
You got to put it away, because it's amazing how smart or how little things matter. Yeah. When you're drunk and angry, and how much smarter you think you are, and then the next day you wake up. Twitter regret is now the new one night stand. When you wake up and you what did I do?
Yeah, but it's easier. Tweet something stupid than it is to like get on the subway and go all the way to Queens.
That's true.
And then like wake. Yeah. So I mean, it's easier to make those terrible mistakes.
My inappropriate tweets.
I see. There's some personal history.
it's very specific.
Most of my inappropriate tweets are just to one person. I don't do it in group form.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get tired of it. Sherrod.
I just
really
DM.
Weighing it in.
But after you go, I get nothing from you, I move on.
All right, what was the?
I don't stay there.
The best story was the woman who, the PR lady who was flying to South Africa, and before she got on the plane, she says, "I hope I don't get AIDS" or something like that. She was making a kind of a commentary on the state of health.
It was a hack joke.
It was a hack joke.
It was so widespread. Yeah. It was
but
a
she
hack
didn't know.
Joke.
She didn't know, so she flew.
She said, "I hope I don't get AIDS." Oh no, I won't get AIDS because I'm white.
Yeah. So it was actually
that's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's funny.
I get it.
But it's it was a political comment that she was actually making a point, but it didn't matter on Twitter. Mm-hmm. How many hours it took? 14 hours? 12 hours?
Yeah.
She lands. She didn't have a job.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She lands, and there's a whole group of people there waiting for her. Imagine getting off a plane. Imagine getting off a plane,
right?
And you have no idea. You took your Ambien and your Scotch, and you tweet this. And what she was saying was it was actually an indictment.
She was being ironic that actually, because I'm white, I'm privileged, and that's wrong. I shouldn't be.
It's looking down on people. It's let them eat bread, kind of.
Yeah. So she
it wasn't. It was a comment on that.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
It was sarcasm.
She was
it's sarcasm for motherfuckers who know you. For people who don't know you, it's disrespect.
That's the problem with Twitter.
Because it takes it, because that is retweeted out of context, but I'll bet you $1,000 that her followers or people, like her fan base, is familiar enough with her character.
And they probably went like this.
You know how argumentative you are, Sherrod? You're taking the side of the woman who is actually tweeting on behalf of black people.
Exactly.
And you're against her, and you're taking the side of the racist.
Exactly.
Always
welcome to Race Wars.
You know why?
You can't put your finger on me.
He's representing Twitter. He's doing exactly what Twitter did, which is, I don't care if she was actually criticizing racism. I just don't like the way it sounded.
I was offended as a comedian. Stop doing jokes. As a black man, I could care less.
I wonder what happened to her.
You doing hack jokes?
I wonder what happened to her, because she ran PR for like a bunch of websites.
Right.
You can't do PR after that. How do you do like...
You can do PR. You just give it a minute. Because the same time that like you can lose your job over a tweet, we also have a 15-second collective memory in the country. So
and
I'm
we
sure
all
she'll
forgiving.
Be fine.
We love forgiving people.
Yes.
It ain't
redemption
wrong to do
stories
wrong.
Are wonderful.
That's true.
We love to forgive. Hug you.
Unless you don't apologize.
You have to ask to be forgiven.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why DeRosa won't forgive Kumia, because Kumia won't apologize.
It's like now
we all met people.
We did the
like
whole
that.
Circle.
Perfect.
It's like I'm sure it's more racist people in Joe DeRosa's life than Anthony. I'm sure of it. I'm 100% positive.
I saw Joe on the Joe Rogan show, and he was wearing a. Did you see the little hat he was wearing?
No, what kind of hat?
What are those? It was like a little beret. He was wearing a beret. That
no, ball, he was.
Joe
not.
Moved to L.A. DeRosa moved to L.A. and he's wearing a beret. It was like a little. It was like a little. No, it was a newsboy hat.
He's a newsie.
He had a newsie hat.
I'm sure that looks great on him. I have a little bit of a fetish for like 18th century newspaper delivery people. That's like it's my fashion. That's what I like.
He's also lost weight too, DeRosa. He went L.A.
DeRosa
that
has no shoulders.
With the misogyny. I'm turned on.
He's a grown man with no shoulders. It's sickening. I don't like seeing it. He's like a pipe cleaner.
DeRosa has an impact and way outstripping his stature in the business. I don't know what everybody loves DeRosa. Everybody
he's
talks
funny,
about him.
Yeah,
nobody
dude.
Knows who he is. We tried him at the cellar. It wasn't pretty.
I love Joe.
The industry hates him.
No,
but his
I love
friends,
DeRosa.
We love him.
Joe lived. We lived in the same building for about 5 years. He lived on the next floor above me.
And
we
where
on 49th Street.
On the west side?
Yeah, on the west side, in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, I took a lot of prostitutes to Joe's place.
I'm not surprised.
You was in that building?
I was on the third floor. He was on the fifth.
Is that before you were on TV? Or like when? Like
right when it? That's exactly where I moved when I did Red Eye.
Okay. I was like, when
yeah, because
were
that's
you
a different
guys
tax bracket.
The same level.
And he had a better apartment.
Did he?
No. but it was a great, interesting area, that 49th and 9th.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of actors and whatnot over there.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got that whole little commune building that's all actors and they always sitting outside.
It's
yes.
Chaos. If you don't go to the
Sherrod,
park and meditate
I'm feeling right terrible about making fun of DeRosa. I love DeRosa.
Yeah, you got to.
I really do. I really do love
you're
the
running,
guy.
You're running. Bad about everything. That's okay.
No, I feel like, if I was sitting around the table, I would have said, this is being broadcast.
Give him some spots.
It's not just for us.
Don't say, talk about it. Give him some spots at the
he's in LA. I would love to. You know?
Good one, Gnome. Oh, man. Good one. Man. DeRosa knows. DeRosa's funny as hell. I mean,
he is.
Mm-hmm. He's just a funny
and
dude.
Apparently, a great director.
Is he?
That's what I've heard.
I ain't going to say all that.
What is he directing?
Kurt's here. Kurt finally walking in.
Hey.
Kurt, Greg, yeah.
Kurt's on Red Eye tonight.
Yeah. That's right. Kurt's on Red Eye tonight. Thank you. I'm bringing it all together.
Yes, it's a full circle.
You're welcome, Greg.
Thank you.
It's time for my show on Fox, by the way, and you're producing it.
Black Eye. Remember we talked about it.
Or Lightning Round.
Yeah, Lightning Round would be great.
That's easy.
What it's like a show within a show.
It makes itself.
Yes.
I'll do the 4 o'clock a.m. spot.
They desperately need a non-Ben Carson black dog.
Yes.
I just got an awesome Kurt Metzger email.
From who? Maybe?
From some customer. Says the show is entertaining. The thing is, we check the lineup every week to see if Kurt Metzger is there.
what did you say? Not as much as Aziz?
is that from Karen?
No.
That's his girlfriend.
You want to start a letter writing campaign?
Wait, what was I just talking about? Oh, Ben Carson. What's going on with Ben
Who's
Carson?
Who's Ben Carson?
Dr. Ben.
Yeah,
he's
just a pediatric neurosurgeon. Real jerk.
Yeah.
He just saves babies' lives.
He's a black,
guy.
He
got me hating baby hearts. That's how much I...
He's pretty conservative, but he's a
he was
a brilliant guy.
No, that's not the part.
Smart.
That's the part of him that's good.
Right.
Saving babies.
What's the other side of the
you
coin.
Just disagree with him politically.
The shitty-ass conservative side.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Says the comedian in the hoodie.
I'm...
So what?
Is there any comedian that doesn't own a hoodie?
No.
We do that for Trayvon.
Save a baby's life, then come and talk to me, buddy.
I saved a gay kid's life on Facebook. True story.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Who was the
why
gay
does
kid?
It have, why does he have to be gay? Why
well,
do you,
it was,
do you just see everybody by their orientation? You make me sick, Metzger. I'm canceling you.
Well, listen, I'll tell you
how. Cisgendered gay dude.
He's going to kill himself. I talked this kid out of suicide. But right. I didn't know. I just checked on him because he wrote some ominous shit.
I checked on somebody yesterday because they wrote some ominous shit. But I know the person.
No.
And then I spoke to him.
It was DeRosa.
Yeah, I was like, do it.
This dude tells me a story that his dad... Like, I guess he came out of the closet, and his fucking dad, his mom and dad are getting a divorce, and his dad goes, we're getting a divorce because you're a faggot.
Oh, wow.
And then took his dog.
How old is the kid?
Don't get, I don't know, probably 21. He probably should have moved out by now, honestly.
Don't know,
are you like, sure this wasn't an HBO series? It sounds
more like
sounds
Lifetime.
Yeah,
it
was Julia Roberts.
HBO was more
was
complex
it Modi?
Storytelling.
It was, and that boy's name was Modi.
You know Modi?
Modi's
a
comic.
He's a
comedian.
He's a
comedian. Modi, I've seen, like, every time I see him, he'll be going through a new, like, I'm not really gay.
Because, it's the industry on him.
Modi is it?
I think so. It's hard being gay in this industry.
It is?
He's a gay comedian?
How is it hard being gay in this industry? They're not out of going out of their way.
Say in the industry, that's the wrong way to put it. It's just hard being gay. I mean, you got family members and people you grew up with. Mm-hmm. You got to go back and explain to all those people.
I
got to go back to explain anything to anybody in my past,
it's exhausting. That's one of my greatest pleasures in life is telling my fucking family whatever the fuck I like to do.
Well, you have real psychological problems, Kurt.
I take such pleasure. Because I was in a doomsday cult, Greg. I don't know if I told you.
No, really?
Yeah, I was Jehovah's
Witness. He went door to door.
My whole family.
No Christmas.
You know, I had that Greg.
No Christmas. Yeah. That's the other
child
thing.
Abuse.
That's the best part of the whole thing was no Christmas. That's when I look back at the things that are like the best part of it, not getting attached to some bullshit fucking pagan holiday. That's the
I'm not attached to it. I just like getting gifts.
The vitriol in your voice.
Look at me, Kurt. Look at me. You don't see me going crazy over Christmas. But if you get me a gift, I'll open it and use it.
Yeah, well, I do it because people around me do it. But I don't have a fucking, there won't be a Christmas this year. I don't have that fucking Miracle on 34th Street in my heart.
I did that as a child because I just wanted to get the gifts.
That was great PR. I mean, if you're going to get people into a religion, just have a gift-giving ceremony.
It's one of my father's biggest regrets from my childhood is lying to me for too long about Santa Claus. So, like, I came to him.
He regret it?
Because I came to him in tears and confronted him, and we had, like, a 30-minute cross-examination where I finally, like, pushed him out. He was, like, trying to talk all this bullshit about the spirit of Christmas, and I was like, there's a fat man in a red suit responsible for the physical gifts. And he said no, and I broke down into tears, and I said, you said you would never lie to me.
This was a week ago.
Yeah, this is very recently.
Kayla was 23. And
you know, I went to Santa school.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Where you learn to be a Santa? I did that.
Oh, really?
Did you keep the glasses?
That's where I kept the glasses. But no, they're all very interesting people. They're all bikers. Because they keep their hair year-round.
Yeah, right.
And they're all bikers, and they're pretty salty dogs.
I assumed they were all pedophiles.
They're very serious about their work. Yeah. You can't say they are.
Oh,
They'll come after and kill you. They'll come and kill you.
Listen, I can't see the bikers are. No, it's about the Santa people.
They will kill you.
I believe that if you're a pedophile at heart, you are highly represented in all the professions which deal with children.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, because you go to where...
If you're a sadist, you might
like foot fetishists. If you're a sadist,
if you're a sadist, you might want to be a cop, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would.
Oh, let's bash cops now.
No, I'm not bashing cops. I'm saying if you're a sadist,
there's studies that back that up. That's a real thing. There's science.
I love the NYPD. I'm just putting it out there.
Some
in case
of my best friends are cops, but I do like to bash cops. I mean,
they're fun.
I can't not bash cops.
No, cops are out here to protect us, guys.
I resent
charade.
I resent not getting the fucking special.
Everybody hates a cop till they need one.
I agree.
I love the cops.
Yeah.
I love.
I have complicated feelings about cops.
Let me tell you something. You can't. It really goes by location. That's really how you got to judge cops. And it depends what town.
Moment to moment.
So if you're in like a Jersey Shore fucking ticket revenue town, then those cops are assholes.
And they go,
where I grew up, they were fine. I mean, they weren't like pulling you like a broken tail.
You were
like,
in Tom's River.
Yeah, the cops were not like. But then, dude, if you went a little further north, or newer cops. I used to work with a newer cop at the Wiz.
Or Philadelphia.
And he, dude,
or New York.
He was such a racist. To this cop, it was unbelievable the shit he would say.
Sherrod doesn't care about that stuff. Sherrod,
I do.
Sherrod's okay with that.
But, no, I'm not. How am I okay with that?
If he saw an interracial
couple,
he started
fine.
The show by saying it.
If he saw an interracial couple, he'd go, oh my God, that chick must hate her pussy. He'd just be mumbling angrily when people walk
That's
in.
A psychopath.
Well, yeah.
His stories were kind of fucked up. Why can't I get
Can I ask you what you're smoking over there?
You guys have talked about the Stanford prison experiment and the Border Patrol stuff. We've already covered those studies here.
What was it? What are you talking about?
I mean, we've already talked about the Stanford prison experiment, right? And then
refresh.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because talking about the mentality of people in power. So like the
But you're using that to indict.
And
we're using it to indict a group of people because we've taken it's very rare that you can do this, but the Stanford Prison Experiment in the 1970s, they randomly selected a group of students to randomly assign them to the role of prisoner or the role of a police officer.
Right.
And then they went in and they took the prisoners and they had to stay 24 hours. The police officers who were randomly assigned, not trained, worked in 8-hour shifts, and their only job was to keep the prisoners out of control. And the kind of sadistic behavior that became almost immediately apparent over and over again. And it just defied like,
well, there's that Milgram experiment too, where they shocked each other.
Yeah, those are shocking things. And that's another thing of how people respond to authority.
Guards, Caitlin, those are prison guards. A cop is different.
Yeah, of course, but they're in a position of authority.
Yeah, but that's
and they have a role. And I mean,
shut up. Holy shit! What you're fucking up here is in a prison situation. Right. This group of people has been deemed already judged and convicted, and they're worthless. A cop is dealing with you might be a citizen who's upstanding or whatever. So it's not the same thing. It's not just authority. It's specific authority over a very specific thing.
Right, right, but in this case, it was their fellow students who had been randomly assigned the role of prisoner.
And also, they knew we're not actually prisoners.
Real crime.
College kids, college kids are. I don't trust those studies.
And they're worse,
dude. What's the one where they have you fake torture someone? They go
the Milgram experiment. That's the Milgram experiment.
Fucking experiment. First of all, if I do that experiment, I just walk in and turn it up to 11 before you guys say, like,
people are
one?
Terrible. We're terrible. We're the worst thing. But,
now, he means he would know it was fake.
Yeah, people knew it was fake. It's not a reliable
thing. Okay, but
like,
Kurt,
you dispute
the premise that when you put someone in a position of authority, that they tend to act badly until they get, at least unless they're used to it.
Some people can have authority. And listen, you run a comedy club. Have
and
you?
He's sick
I've
with power.
I've seen it so many times. I've taken a meek waitress and put them as a manager, and all of a sudden become a Nazi.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but are you a Nazi? I find you not to be.
Yeah, how do you treat the waitresses? How do you treat the waitresses in your position of power,
Are you saying,
sir?
You're saying they just started emulating the way they were treated? I object,
yes.
Mr. Gutfeld.
That's a cycle of abuse.
Whose side are you on?
I'm insinuating that you do horrible things to your waitresses.
Especially the Asian ones.
It's all over the blogs. It's all over the blogs.
You know what takes a lot of the edge off cops, by the way?
Taking their picture.
When weed's legal, that's like 50% of your cops.
Yes,
I agree.
It's so true.
It's wasting time.
Show
it's
me the peer-reviewed study on that one.
I was in Seattle.
Too soon. We couldn't study it. Now we can. We should be able to study.
We should be.
Yeah. What if a child gets a hold of... edible. You ever hear that shit?
That's a dumb argument.
Dude, I watched what's the show with Van Jones and Newt Gingrich?
Crossfire?
It's like Crossfire.
Yeah.
They're arguing, these two fucking tool bags are arguing about marijuana. Both of them like, well, I want to say for starters, it's a terrible drug and I hate it.
They always have to judge, they always do that first. Yeah. Then they'll say, I'm for decriminalization. Although I would never smoke it and I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like money. Why are you talking to, it's like they're talking to a three-way mirror and being three different personalities.
I think he's talking to base,
topic.
Right? They think their base.
Yeah. Which base is more inclined to oppose it? The conservatives or liberals?
I can't tell you because both sides can make money off of it.
I would say conservatives.
Which I think is
a
lot.
Know why?
Yeah, but they are changing. There's more. They're more shifting into that libertarian world.
I mean, Buckley. Buckley years ago.
Yeah, he was the first. One of the
fucking
first.
Pat Robertson is. Yeah.
He's high all the time. He's high on religion. But okay, so I've talked about this with Sherrod. What if I want to get stoned again? Because I haven't been stoned in 20 years.
Right.
I don't know what to do because I'm terrified. Because it's so strong.
The THC?
The it THC that I don't... the last time I got high, I actually went to the hospital because I thought I was going to die.
Right.
Was at a concert.
Yeah.
So I don't
really
know what...
It's a embarrassing story.
It is embarrassing. When I was young.
You shouldn't tell that story.
Did you?
You don't find it. It's not an aphrodisiac.
Who was the act? Who was the act? Who was the act?
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
But anyway, it was 1980. But anyway, if I want to do that, I don't know how to do it. So why can't these stores... instead of selling brownies and stuff, actually say, okay, if you're getting, like, can't they do it in ways that can teach you how to
be? Yes. Yeah,
they do that. They do that.
You go to LA, it says, like, half a cookie is what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this amount, and
they tell you to bud and what bud. What,
that's actually why I stopped smoking. It was too strong.
Yeah.
I can't just do it easily, you know?
It's scary. It's scary. Yes. I did it with a guy who cut my hair like a couple years. And I threw up. I didn't go to the hospital.
Were you drinking as well?
Yes.
It hurt your tum-tum?
Are you a hypochondriac?
It doesn't go with alcohol.
I don't think I'm a hypochondriac. I'm like a terrier. I'm very anxious.
Oh, you know what I wanted to bring up? Because I was watching last night when you guys were talking about weed.
Yeah.
Oh. When you're talking about entitlements, the entitlement culture, you know how to fix that shit. Hand out fucking birth control like candy to all the children. That's where all this money comes from.
Really?
Is paying for people's stupid fucking kids.
That's true.
How do you discourage birth control and then complain about the fucking...
Nobody's discouraging birth control. They've been giving out condoms for free in New York City for the last 20 years with no effect.
Birth control pills should be handed out, and there's no Christian religious ground to stand on to say it bothers your conscience at all. At all.
Catholics.
You pay Caesar's things to Caesar. That's the rule of Jesus. So there's nothing else besides that. It's the money's not not yours. It's Caesar's money, and it belongs to him. That's if you're a Christian, unlike these fucking people that are against it. That's how you have to treat it. Yeah, when I was a Christian, we didn't even fucking vote. That's how Christian we were. Because we didn't believe in the fucking...
It wasn't your area.
It was not our area. That's right.
When did you...
First of all, the very idea God gives a fuck about America, I don't know. That's not Christianity. I don't know where the fuck people get that from. Mm-hmm. That ain't in the fucking Bible.
Kurt, you get it from team psychology. I understand what you're saying.
That's American.
At 14, the schools should start giving all the kids birth control.
I can agree to that.
Your textbooks. Here's your birth control pills.
In certain areas.
in black neighborhoods? Is that what you mean?
We gotta spell it out.
A lot of southern neighborhoods.
Good. Uh-huh.
Southern.
How about Binghamton, New York? Too. Don't just put it on black people. Teen mom is all whites.
Yes,
by the way, wait a minute.
Don't make it black white.
It's not just black people. Binghamton, New York, I was just in. The guy hosting.
The guy
running the show. I'm like, he wants to do comedy. I'm like, you gotta move to New York. He goes, well, I got two kids. By the way, it's like 22.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean you have two fucking... I'm like, fool me once, dude. You know? Like, how the fuck did you... Do you guys not have pullout in this fucking town?
Do you know that... speak to Teen Mom. Yeah. Were there studies that found that Teen Mom was like an effective reducer of teen pregnancy?
Yeah.
Because if you saw the life that they led...
It was awful. Yeah.
And I hated that show, but then I realized maybe it's a necessity.
Yeah. It's maybe the kind of shock that these kids need.
It's birth control,
Who's Planned Parenthood's research arm? I want to say the Guggenheim thing, but it's something else. The
DNC?
No, you know what I'm talking about. It starts with a G. That's like Planned Parenthood's research. Never mind. Yeah. Give me a second. I'll look it up.
It better not be girly either.
What?
Nothing.
Like the kids are what caused that. You need the government to help. I've been broke a million times. I mean, I'm not even. It's like I'm a millionaire right now because I got no kids. I'm making like crazy good money.
Well, legally, you only got to pay so much.
What are you? You're not like an actual. You're like a libertarian or something. I thought. Who, me? Yeah. What is your?
Yeah. I. I mean, I'm for basically all behavior to be legal, pretty much. As long as you stay out of my way, leave me alone. I don't care. I'm for decriminalization. I'm for legalization of prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm a free market. I'm a Reason magazine reader, which is probably the best way to put it. Free markets, free minds.
What about abortion?
I am pro-life, but I don't think there's anything that I can do about it.
Well, what's the matter?
So you're personally pro-life, but legislatively pro-choice.
Yeah, I got to what am I going to do?
Okay.
You could advocate for candidates who would change.
I would not. I don't think there's anything you can do.
Then what that means is that it makes you pro-choice. Even if your choice or your preference would be for your partner to not have an abortion.
I can't force anybody to do something against... I mean, what am I going to do?
Right.
But the point
is... But if
I'm sitting there thinking philosophically about what's inside and it's alive, that makes me think it's alive.
Okay.
So I believe that it's alive. When it becomes alive, we could do 20 hours on that, and frankly, I don't want to. But I would say that I believe that it's that there's something alive there. Mm-hmm. But the idea of forcing people, it's an impossibility, and I don't chase impossibilities.
It's messy. It's complicated. It's deeply personal. And I think that legislation is not the answer. Yeah. I think that empowering women to make choices is important.
The alternative would be very, very, very bad.
Yes,
but I totally disagree with you because you could advocate and they've come close to it, overturning Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Yes.
And
then
kick it to the states.
They did overturn Roe versus Wade in 1996.
And then at least some states would probably vote to protect human life,
mm-hmm.
as we see it. Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with
that? That goes to my theory.
A lot of things wrong with that.
That goes to my theory that why don't we just have red and blue states? And then we'll just see where everybody wants to go.
See what people want to do?
Yeah, there you go.
Because
it'd be really surprising.
Well, the red ones where they have all the teen pregnancies and shit.
And they didn't overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, in 1996, the Casey versus Planned Parenthood of Pennsylvania.
Listen, here's why that is. Those red states have that. When you have that Jesus shit on you all the time, if you go have sex... That's you're already sinning by having sex, right? So the way you get into that, if you were to put any planning ahead of time, like I'll bring condoms, that's so much extra sin,
right?
Than if it just happened,
right?
We fell into
it's guilted. It's guilted people to be irresponsible,
and then that's how it turns into where they're all knocked up, and the fucking blue states are all like barely fucking. They're like sexually boring people.
Are there any behaviors that liberals do that you guys don't like? Because right now you hate everything that's conservative.
I fucking hate. I hate Gawker, Salon, Slate,
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
All right, you won me over. You won me over.
The fucking Daily Dot tried to have me fired off Amy Schumer's show that I write for.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfucking. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because
we go at all sides around here, Greg.
It is, but it is amazing. There's nothing. That could probably unite all political factions. Is the Gawker media?
Yeah,
they should be fucking executed. Like that whole DeRosa argument with Anthony. Like
that was on
the fucking person who should be killed is whoever works at Gawker that's scanning fucking tweets to tell. Where do you hear about this tweet?
Oh,
who the fuck does that for a job?
Any journalist who can do their job and never get out of bed, I think, is.
I didn't know that's how they operated. Gawker goes through you. They got a dude there going through text. I mean, tweets, and it's gonna be like, "Oh, this tweet."
You know what though? George Gurley said it's like it's like a dog going back to smell its own poop. Yeah. I still click on it, and I still go and I go and I look.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I wrote for Gawker years ago.
I knew it.
Yeah,
another embarrassing story.
I know. I think I only wrote two things.
But is that like an open mic job? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It's a starter job.
Yeah.
So it's all these like starters. And they're going to find more successful people to make their name on. Like, I broke the story of Anthony Cumia's tweets.
I was
the guy that broke them. That's how these fucking people think they are.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's true, though. It's all now. Everybody's like, they're like micro stories.
Yeah.
Stories that and they give you that nice little punch that's kind of exciting, and you read it and you go, right. Why did I? They're like potato chips.
Right.
And then they disappear.
Yeah.
But other people, it hurts. I mean, it's like you almost lost your job.
That's their go-to.
What happened?
This girl, a real short version of it, this other comic, had nothing to do with me. Comic, Sam Morrell.
Sam does Red Eye.
Sam had that rape joke, which I thought was pretty funny, about this girl kept saying the N-word while they... He was having sex with a black girl, and it made him uncomfortable. She kept saying the N-word. Mm-hmm. Because she kept going, no!
Oh, God.
And,
terrible.
Yeah. So somebody wrote a whole blog about how outrageous this fucking joke was. And so... I was jealous that he was getting attention. I mean, what do I have to do to get you know? Yeah. So
he took her on.
Better rape stuff.
So me and him cooked. I came up with this idea, and he helped me, where we say this girl's not a real person, and we made her up because we were making a point about free speech or something. And I got like maybe 6 or 7 people on Facebook randomly to go, well, it turns out it was a hoax and there's no such person as this girl. And she went ballistic. I mean, she fucking lost her shit. Yeah. It turns out she has borderline personality. Some fucking a beautiful mind shit, which I didn't know. I wouldn't have
God kicked in the head.
Yeah, so she's touched. I don't know why she's not doing my job. She should be a comedian. So she's fucking, she starts this whole, she goes down my Facebook and scans for everything I've ever said. Uh-huh. One time I go, you nigger faggots better stop saying such and such.
Which is a song.
It's a fucking, I was quoting Donald Glover, who's a liberal darling comedian.
Right, yeah.
Well, she wrote that. He goes, him and his friends use the N-word for kicks. Like we're greasers. hilarious shit. And then she goes, what's the other thing? Oh, I had a story where
she
I choked. I didn't choke, like fall and choke, but I pinned an ex to the wall because she smashed all my shit with a hammer. And I had told this story. And she goes, hey, he admitted to a DV, which I thought meant double vaginal. But no, it means domestic violence.
That's right.
And, and so she's like, why should he be able to pay his rent when he's admitted to a DV? And I mean, it's unbelievable. This shit. Which, by the way, what's the statute of limitations?
It's black and white thinking. Yeah.
On domestic violence, what's the statute of limitations on that?
I think you say, of course, I know your ex, and she had it coming.
Oh God.
Well, you know, the whole reason I told the story.
I know none of this. I'm sitting here going.
No, the point of the story was that she.
Listen, he has a real job. You got to be careful what you get him into.
I'm sitting quietly. She really did. Walker is listening.
She really took it out of. She took it out of context,
right.
Though, because the context of the story was. People were saying, well, what he just. Said she smashed your stuff, she deserved it. And my point was that I should have left before it even got to the breaking stage and been a man instead of not worrying about getting cable hooked up again. That was my fault. You know,
yeah.
So that
let
was
your
my
PlayStation
point.
Go, Kurt. The Let point, the PlayStation go.
The point of the story was that no, nobody should be hit. I should have just seen the relationship I was in before it became nuclear. So she took that, and then Daily Dot wrote this disturbing online trail of me article. And then after they published it, they sent me a thing like, well, we heard some allegations. Would you like to get your side of the story?
That's when they do the journalism.
Yeah. So I had to write.
After it's published.
Really?
So I had to write a response.
Oh.
I wrote a response, but I had to give it to Comedy Central. And they were satisfied with it, so I'd never, they would just ignore it, and then it fucking went away. Mm-hmm. But they were so, I couldn't even believe it got to where the producer called me.
Yeah.
Like, I was sitting, I was eating, I remember I was at Del Frisco's eating a steak with my fancy show check.
Would you show check your show money? New writer's room
eating
money?
A lobster tail.
I don't even eat that. I'm not even I don't even hang out
He ate like, you know, when the little rascals found the wallet.
It's fine. I got Obamacare. Gnome will pay for it. Gnome's money will pay for it. This fucking job provider gives it to me. I'm having lobster. Yeah, so...
But it got huge. It got huge. It got back to him.
But the weird thing is, there is no... With the web and with blogs, there's no sense of priority or proportion with stories.
None. So, yeah. None
so that's so there'll be enough space on that, and which will be the same amount of space they might devote to, like, radical Islamic genital mutilation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, even if they...
That's complicated. You have to do research to write
that. That's the thing that's fucking infuriating the most about them. They will give more slack to fucking ISIS than to, like, Ted Nugent.
Yes.
There's more mercy. There's more mercy for a fucking guy that would cut your head off than a guy that said a no-no thing one time. Yeah. I mean,
It's words, it's not... So true. They've conflated words with deeds.
Yes.
No, they literally say that.
Yeah.
Words are violent.
Exactly.
That's a real sentence that came out of a fucking college kid's head.
Yeah. Yep.
This is one of my problems with, like, the with private industry as opposed to public industry, and this is one of the things that I think still makes me a liberal instead of a libertarian, is that there's no individual protection with an individual who works for a private company, and that you can get fired for saying things, whereas you have the protection of the freedom of speech when it comes to the relationship between an individual and the government. And as we have, as private industry encompasses more and more formerly public space, you have fewer people who are protected.
All right, well, what about this? Let's say you run a business, and Sharad's an employee, and Sharad goes on Twitter and does a Kumiat-style tirade.
Mm-hmm.
That could affect your business. You run an ice cream store, and they might be pickets.
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah.
I put it on not the companies, because a business is going to do what a business does.
Yeah.
It's who are these fucking people, just like the people that attacked the Dixie Chicks, because I bring it up to liberals when I fight with them. Like, I didn't agree with the Dixie Chicks getting all that shit.
Yeah.
Did you like that? No. Well, like, they can't wait once they're in power to do the same fucking shit 10 times worse.
Exactly.
You know, at least the goddamn Christians, there is an element of forgiveness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's none of that with these people, because they're fucking... That's the shittiness of the atheist. There's, like, no redemption for anything.
Right.
There's just, like, and they will go away forever. And then... And it's like, why are you even this self-righteous? You're not going to heaven or something.
You've never seen that with the
like,
NFL.
You just die, right? Like, what do you get out of this?
It's their religion.
Right. I agree.
Well, that's what I have a problem with, is religion, ultimately.
No, have you ever fired anybody over a tweet?
No. No.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. Well, unless it was about me, no.
But if it's about something like race or sex?
I've actually gotten a lot of horrible text messages about myself. Like, somebody's drunk and they want to text another employee about what a prick I am. And it's sent it to me by accident.
That's great.
Oh, damn. You got that? You got those messages?
That's great.
That's my bad.
And I never even, sometimes I didn't even tell them.
That's fired them for no reason.
Yeah, that's great. You will tell them, though. At some point, you will tell them. You'll be standing over them.
I'm keeping it right here in this pocket.
Yeah. Did you let them go? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. It was just,
it's like, hey, my locker key don't work.
Oh, it shows that they care about their job.
What do you guys say about... You're not real conservative. I mean,
I'm really conservative.
How do you, what do you say about death penalty?
He is.
I'm against the death penalty.
Are you say death penalty? Yes.
I'm for death penalty.
Me too.
Now, why? Because that's the thing I always want to know is why, especially people that don't think the government can do anything. Like, why is that the thing?
I agree with you, Kurt, on that.
Yeah. It's a fair question, but I believe that it's justice. And if you know, it's almost to the abortion question. If the government doesn't do it, we're going to do it. And that's what they used to do.
Yeah, but who? Okay, the wrong guy.
Do you mean lynching?
What's the?
No, I mean executing.
You believe it's okay to kill people who've murdered, but there's so many examples of the wrong person being killed.
I've heard the example. I'm willing. I'm a bad person. I will admit it, but I'm for the death penalty.
I mean, like, for cases like when we have the movie theater shooter, and he's there, we caught him, kill him.
Yeah, exactly. I kill him.
I'll let that guy live in prison to not kill a guy that did nothing. Because that's, I mean.
Yeah,
you're a better person than me.
Well, fucking Anton Scalia. I mean, at least you're saying it. Scalia wrote that statement I just read of, like, well, as long as all the I's were dotted.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe he's innocent later, but we didn't do nothing wrong. That's the most Brazil.
Yeah, that's yeah.
What's that movie, Brazil?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that the movie that everybody quotes, but nobody sat through.
I was about to say, you're reading somebody's Facebook interpretation of Anthony Scalia, or you actually
that's
read
how we get our information.
No, I read it on Salon, actually.
You I would read the opinion.
Nobody reads Salon anymore.
No, I did read the opinion.
Really?
Yeah, did you read it?
No, but I believe he's smarter than to say something quite so.
No, he's not.
He probably said that. No, you give him too much credit, no.
I think
because the Constitution. It doesn't constitute cruel and unusual if we did everything right in the trial but had the wrong guy.
We could never
the wrong guy.
But we could never wage war either with that logic, right? Because there's always a possibility of killing an innocent person.
Well, then why?
In war,
well, see, right?
And there's
also
the questions
with
about
abortion.
Soldiers being innocent or not.
These fucking
like
people who
is.
Are anti-abortion, they were fine going to Iraq. You don't think some babies still in the belly were getting blown up?
Yeah.
It's like, well, we needed to kill some people. So
waterboarding.
Domestic policy and international policy really, really different. Let's refocus.
I don't give a. Here's what my thing. Dana Gould. This is not my thing. Dana Gould said this first, and he's right. Which is, if we're going to need to torture someone, you know that scenario, the bomb's going to go off.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, of course we're going to torture the guy. You don't make it legal to do that in the law. You just do it. And the reason is, it keeps torture to a minimum. If you make it legal, then it becomes excessive.
This is what I think it should be.
That's the ghoulish thing of Cheney.
No, I think it should just.
Of course we're going to torture.
It should be allowable, but only and only by the order of the president.
If I was the president,
so you have somebody who's accountable.
So in the end, he's accountable for it.
Yeah. If I was the president, I go, yeah, torture. I did it, and this is why I did it, and I throw myself on the mercy.
The president
of the
already court. Has the power now, easily, to kill innocent people torturously. Drones. I mean, innocent people.
It's a sexy job. We all agree on that.
Dude, if you just said I like Al Qaeda online, I want you waterboarded. I don't even give a shit. Like, you know,
really? Weren't we just talking about the freedom of speech?
Not that shit. Not that they got to be weeded out.
Greg, you're okay with waterboarding?
Yes, I am.
For
if
tweets?
Yeah,
no, not for. it depends who's tweeting. I nothing should be off the table.
Would you agree that it should be just the president who should allow it, or should a general, a field commander?
I think who's the main character in 24? What's his name?
Jack Bauer.
I think Jack Bauer. That's I'm with the Jack Bauer School of Justice. You got to do what you got to do at the moment, and you can't wait. You can't. Let's say if somebody's going to blow something up, you may not be able to wait for the president.
Right.
So you got to make the call. I get it though. That's illegal, and it's a risk you take.
It minimizes.
Yes.
It.
Exactly.
It's kind of like ignoring the third base coach when he tells you to hold up rounding third base. Right. If you score, it's okay, right? Yeah. Otherwise, you're a goat.
I think the idea of rules of engagement are absurd.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I'll use that today.
With ISIS now,
risk and reward.
Do you say ground troops have to be for ISIS? Because I say just drone. And the reason I say that
we
is
we already got ground troops. We can
we need people down there to say where to drone.
Okay, that much maybe.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But those guys, because I watch this Vice thing where they went and interviewed all these ISIS guys. They're like, please come and fight us so we can humiliate you. Like,
do not
send your drone. Like, they want us to fight them so bad fair on the ground. And I say no.
Did you hear the news today? I heard it on the radio. I don't know if it was all news. What happened in Australia?
Yeah, the bomb, the beheading plot that was.
You want to tell it because you'll tell it more professionally than
I. It was just a huge, I'm doing a great job of it. A dragnet, and they to about a dozen homes in Australia to foil a beheading plot. It was going to be, a massive terrorist act. But grabbing innocents,
beheading them on behalf of ISIS.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
In Australia.
In Australia.
Now, before anything goes,
are you going to bash Australia? Now?
Was it who was doing it down there?
But you want
the Aborigines?
Of course,
they got a right to fight back.
In Australia,
the Aborigines got a right to cut some
hands. They've got a radical Islamic issue that's really bad
because they're too fucking liberal. Let me tell you here.
Oh, Australia.
No Muslim would stick their head out like that. I mean, even the ones who do are like B-team crazies that do here because we're fucking, we crack down. In those countries, they're overly like, are we offending you? Remember that kid from the Muslim kid from Australia?
Yeah. The comedian dude, right?
I couldn't get him to acknowledge, even though his parents were cousins, that 75% of Pakistan marriages are to cousins. Did you know that?
Yes, that's a.
I don't blame
Gavin
Islam.
McInnes told me that.
Statistic?
I didn't believe him.
It's real. And I don't blame Islam. That's probably making them nicer. I blame cousin fucking. You can't do that for 2,000 years. You can't fucking do it. It ain't helping those Hasidics.
I don't see the people in B&H blowing things up.
No, but you know
there's
what?
Some inbreeding going on there.
You know what they do do though? They
that's
fucking,
the Hasidics.
They're shitty and violent.
The danger of what you're talking with the kind of the PC fear of Islamophobia phobia is the Rotterdam scandal in England, which is the gangs raping and enslaving these young girls. Nobody wanted to report it because they didn't.
In Rotterdam?
Rotterdam? Is it called Rotterdam?
I don't remember.
Oh, Rotterdam. It's the
Rotterdam.
Okay.
England. It's
the second T is an H. It's pronounced as H.
Rutherford.
By the way, what is worse on this fucking planet? And that's the other liberal thing I hate is putting phobia at the end of every word that doesn't define. I watched some true crime, you know, kids who kill show. And these kids in Canada jumped a gay guy. They wanted to roll a gay. They go, let's roll a fag in the park. This kid says, right? Yeah. And they ended up beating the guy up, and he hit his head and died. Mm-hmm. And everyone was all shocked. They go, they never exhibited homophobia before. I'm like, is that what
they're just assholes?
They were afraid while they were beating this man to death. That's felt was terror.
I think
are you crazy?
Position of like of name calling as a solution. It's like and the impulse to oversimplify things really
the,
upsets
like
me.
Misogyny is usually fear of women most of the time, and then homophobia is usually hatred of gays.
Right. Yes,
they somehow switch those terms.
Yes, and
Islamophobia. Are you fucking crazy? They want you to be afraid. If you say, well, if you draw the prophet, someone might kill you. You want me to have phobia? What are you talking about?
I feel the same way about guys when they wear hoodies.
Well, I think their relationship of
I feel ISIS. Like when you dress up, you want to look menacing. Don't get mad at me for thinking you're
leave the Klan
menacing.
Out of this.
Well, maybe not hoodies, but you know what I'm talking about. You know?
It's a black guy in a hoodie.
When are hoodies among adult? Like when do you like,
when you work out
in the fall?
In the fall,
when you go to a football game
in the
autumn.
Fall?
Yeah, autumn in New York.
When you're podcasting.
Well, listen, I had a question for Greg actually about this Australia thing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
If they actually start doing that, and let's say they weren't able to foil the plot, and they start beheading. That doesn't justify ground troops. I mean,
from Australia
into
NATO.
It actually raises a more difficult question: is what do you do in your own country?
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually start like for example, we're talking about getting rid of Gitmo. That's exactly what Gitmo's for. Are these guys right?
Exactly. I agree with you. I'm saying like Obama's pledge to, with one hand behind his back, fight.
Did you
defeat?
Wait, did
but,
you?
But
read
I promise not to take the other hand out from behind my back, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Do you know,
what if they start beheading people in Australia or New York City?
I said we got to go in anyway. We should have been in. I think we already in there. I think we need to be in there.
But I think this kind of war raises a lot of really interesting questions that I don't think that you fully touched on. The difference between domestic policy and dealing with criminals and foreign policy when talking about war combatants. Right. So, but like we have war combatants that are living in this country that have citizenship. And I think that we have a real and it's I'm philosophically
citizenship
for
revoked, motherfucker.
I'm philosophically
that's,
for
who's
the
that
death
guy
penalty.
We droned that looked like Adrian Brody. What's his name?
I don't know.
It was Adrian Brody. Yeah, it was a horrible mistake.
Or was it?
But you have to weigh those consequences. Like I mean,
we gotta give guns to Syria. We gotta give Syrian dudes. We gotta give them weapons.
But
they're not our friends.
That guy is the example.
But that's what we gotta do. They're the Stalin. But
that guy
went
to another country and joined Al Qaeda.
But they're
citizenship revoked. Fuck your citizenship.
We should let him go though, and then follow them and have them killed. I don't know why we try to stop them.
Yeah.
Just let him go. I'd pay for their ticket if somebody you know wants to do that. I would pay for their ticket, and then when they get there, you have them killed.
Just don't let them come back in the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you read about how where ISIS, besides them being the remnants of Al Qaeda in Iraq, you know what Assad did? When we didn't help those fucking moderates that we should have fucking probably helped.
We should have helped them. That was a disgrace.
This genius motherfucker let all the terrorists he had in his little gitmo, he let them all out so they could attack him so he could paint everyone as them.
Yeah.
And then they murdered all the secular people that were his enemies. And now, like, he has to stay there. I mean, that's a fucking, if that's true, that's brilliant.
Wow.
I mean, he said he wasn't going out without
that's
a fight.
Fucking
he stayed by it.
He's an ophthalmologist, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Then he studied in England.
I don't know why I find that interesting, but
it
every time I think about
it. He studied in England.
He's a Western
in London.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking. That show Tyrant is kind of.
Everybody says it's good.
It's good.
Up and down.
Yeah. It's got its moments, but
it does have its moments.
It has its moments.
It got kind of.
I like the crazy son, though. That dude. The
guy's great.
Oh, my God.
The guy who's playing Uday.
The Uday dude.
Did you see the documentary about Gaddafi that's on Showtime?
Oh, yes, that was great.
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know everything about
Gaddafi. When they talk about that, what they did to those the women
he show up
bodyguards.
To the school.
And,
well, he goes.
Oh, when
to,
he went to school and had that.
Yeah. He taps kids on the head for who's going to be fucking.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he had one of boys, the special services group. They were called.
They had like a dungeon at the bottom of this palace.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is like, and everybody would cheer when he came to these schools, but the, like, the adults knew that he was coming to fuck the kids.
Oh, my God.
But he grew into that dude, they said. When he first started out, he was a freedom fighter.
He was like a young,
but with
handsome
power,
guy.
Yeah,
he was super handsome.
Power.
He was a good looking dude.
Yeah, power, Kurt.
So well, no more
power given to a
no more
what.
Power.
I've seen managers do the same thing.
Yes,
they become managers. Yeah, start banging waitresses left and right.
Well, they also. I've seen the other thing. He had all these. Grand,
that's their Gaddafi. That's their Gaddafi. Yeah.
Dude, the main thing they said about him, he wanted to be the leader of another country instead of Libya. He hated. He had all these ideas he wanted to do, and
he wanted to be the king of Africa.
They were too fucking primitive, and he hated them for it, and that's why he was so brutal to them.
Didn't Libya merge with Sudan or something at one time? There was, and he was supposed to. I don't know.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be the
Greg's
king of
Greg's got a bucket. We got to say bye to Greg because Greg's got a bucket. Greg, thanks for coming. Yeah,
my pleasure.
Gregory, I owe you. I owe you big time.
Oh, no, no.
Greg Gutfeld,
you can catch you for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Tell the fans where they can catch you.
Oh, Red Eye, Fox News, 3 a.m.
And the 5, right?
And the 5.
And the 5, 5 o'clock.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
You know, Dana Perino and Bob Beckel came down to the cellar a few weeks ago.
Oh, I know. They had a great time.
Dana's one of the best humans I've ever met in my life.
She is a nice lady.
I love Dana Perino.
She's wonderful.
And her husband.
And Beckel is fantastic.
Bob's adorable.
His stories are unbelievable.
If they're true. Well, they are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How old is that?
Probably 62.
I got to do the 5 soon, Greg.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Okay, good.
All right. That was
good. You're a good person.
Smooth, Greg.
No one believes me.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Red Eye, that's right.
Yeah, watch
Red Eye. And Kurt's on Red Eye tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. We taking over, Greg. You know that.
I'm trying.
Indeed. O'Reilly money.
I've been trying to get on this computer the entire show, and I can't.
What are you just looking for?
Well, Karen's
just to get on to get the fucking. You know, I own a computer, Caitlin. Like, Karen doesn't operate my computer for me.
She operates her computer a lot for you.
Holy shit.
Caitlin is on Mel bashing today.
I'm sorry.
She's
I am
bashing
not.
This, you bashed me early, and now you're bashing Kurt.
Did Caitlin give you a bashing?
She gave me a little. She tried to give me a little bashing.
You were here to class the show up, not bash.
But, and I wanted to talk about that because I think that one of the things that this like the war on terror and the things that are happening with like domestic grown terrorists is that we have to balance like due process. It just matters. Like in a government that needs to be taken seriously, your citizens have to trust that the court systems work and that they're fair and just, especially when you're talking about something like the death penalty. Like I'm philosophically for the death penalty. I don't think that our current manifestation of it works because there are just so many instances of people being executed that didn't commit the crimes or that did not have a vigorous defense.
Let's not pretend here. It's black people getting executed.
Right, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of mistrust in the black community with the courts that are well deserved.
Sherrod, don't undercut her point. Go ahead.
Name one white dude.
Yes, the guy from the Thin Blue Line.
No,
I think from a tactical...
You didn't get my joke, Sherrod. Go ahead.
From a tactical perspective...
I caught it.
Are you talking about terrorism or what are you talking about?
Right, but I think it blends together. So like from a tactical perspective, when you lose the moral authority, when you lose like the faith internationally and also domestically in the American system, that's you create an uphill battle for yourself.
Look,
like
liberals go around looking for an excuse to lose faith in the American system all the time.
Really?
That's just their mindset.
True.
It doesn't
that's
matter
true.
What we actually do, they will find a way to lose faith in the American system.
Yeah, no shit, because it's a pussy. Like maybe we're the one. I watch that scumbag Michael Moore on Bill Maher,
okay,
with it, where he couldn't just get this worm to admit that maybe these radical Islam countries are not that cool.
Michael Moore wouldn't admit that?
Bill Maher doesn't, because Bill Maher will not let them off the hook, which I love.
Yeah, he's been good on
this. Even though his fucking pussy audience does. Michael Moore's like, well, I live in a country where women are objectified. Like, the balls of him. Do you know how much better it is to objectify? First of all, to make
women. You don't
even
need to finish it.
Do you know how above that is making them a table? Like a sex object versus just an object. That's what they do. They're like, you're a fucking, a baby shitter outer. Putting tits on a billboard is so good for society. First of all,
like vagina mutilation.
It desensitizes you to tits, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you ever see how these Orthodox Jews don't look at tits like that, how they are? Or the Muslims, they freak out because they see an ankle?
Yeah.
Because they're not getting a healthy dose of sex stuck in their face every day to numb them to it.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Or just a physical body, just a human body. It don't even be sex. Yeah. It just be a woman walking around without a top on.
You have to see those images so that when like a woman just shows her belly button, you don't go like, ooh!
Now, Kurt, I got to tell you, I agree with you on paper, except that I read something recently that gives me pause.
What's that?
They think that one of the reasons that women may be hitting girls may be hitting puberty earlier than they used to is because of all the sexual images that they're seeing.
What?
How would that work?
I don't know how it works.
I guess
the brain
triggers.
You think it triggers things
in the brain.
But science.
I can believe that.
I hear about puberty being hit earlier and earlier, I suspect they're talking about Caucasian kids because, and I've long said this, all the fucking consent laws are based on Caucasian puberty almost exclusively.
Not in Puerto Rico.
Right. Because when I was in school, Puerto Rican kids were ready to go. Like, I didn't even have
you know the age of consent is in Puerto Rico? I believe it's 14.
Yeah, because really? They get ripe on the tree. They really did.
And plus, they got a lot of farms there, too, and it's a farming type of situation when it comes to young girls.
It's just difficult for me to believe that, like, we are somehow more sexualized now than in the 14th century when everyone shared a bed. As a 13-year-old, you're laying next to your parents while they're having sex.
But they smelled awful, though.
Right, but yeah, but I mean, like, you're just, like, literally exposed to more sex in place, like...
I was going to say what you're saying because I think it was more, but that's because people got married when they were 14.
Right.
Girls got married when they were 14 and had kids.
Right.
That's not being sexualized.
They still do, by the way. Like, just not in this country, but they still do.
Isn't it better just to fuck a 14-year-old and she goes and lives her life rather than knocking her up and ending her, you know what I mean?
I mean, when you look at some cultures and societies.
And Elvis.
Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin who was 12.
And Elvis started. What was Elvis's wife's name?
Priscilla. Priscilla. She was 15 or 13.
He started after her when she was
Met
way
her
below.
In Germany.
Yep.
What was German?
I mean,
consent?
I had the measurements of a porn star filthy. In middle school. So I mean, like it happens, but.
Elvis could fuck anybody. What does that mean?
The kids are earlier and earlier. I don't think that's
menstruating
true.
Younger. It means menstruating younger. I'm working with an elementary school teacher now, and she said that she teaches 3rd through 5th grade, and they're seeing an upswing of like 9, 10, 11
I think it's hormones too. I think it's what's in the milk.
I think it's nutrition.
Also, shooting enough chicken.
That probably has an effect. It's difficult for me to figure out what that means in comparison.
We're not doctors, and you haven't done the research. You can think it's nutrition or hormones, but that's just a guess.
You just suggested watching TV makes tits grow.
I'm just saying what a scientific study said.
I know some girls. I really want to
figure that out too. That
seeing
sounds fascinating.
The imagery makes.
I wonder what they saw.
I'm not even sure global warming exists. I'm just reporting it. I'm just saying what people say.
Instead of doing implants now, they just put a girl in a room and open her lids like this and show her tits all day.
I know that when I was prepubescent, when I would see Star Trek and then I would get an erection. I didn't know why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Captain Kirk was a handsome man.
Whatever it was. So I could see that. It was actually affecting my brain in some way.
Sure.
And a bombardment of all of
plus
having that all the time
too.
Could kick in certain things.
What's that instrument that makes that? What's the name of that instrument that they use on that?
That's a sexy sound.
Like some German dude came up with that. It's like that.
Are you thinking
about? It's shaped like an L. Oh,
you're
about
theremin.
Yeah. Theremin.
Yeah, the Beach Boys Good Vibrations thing.
I think that affects your body though in a way.
It's actually
the vibration of it.
Maybe.
It's like a glockenspiel.
Those fucking ISIS people, I don't think...
Xylophone.
I think you got to treat them so
it.
Barbarically. Like, they're not... It's not like regular criminals. It's like someone outright is a foreign combatant at that point to me. They're not... You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
if
no,
you're going to fight for a foreign army...
I understand that, but I just think that we have to be very, very specific when we talk about these definitions because you run the risk of eroding the public faith in due process. And that's
plus the American Revolution,
the
we fought...
don't give a fuck. Now,
outside,
penalty,
we joined...
Listen,
all right.
Death penalty, cops and black people, yes, but the public does not give a fuck what we do to terrorists. They don't. The public's happy. When they shop in Laden, everyone's in the street dancing.
Dancing, singing Miley Cyrus.
Nobody's like, was that an extra legal thing?
I'm losing faith.
We have a right.
We're a precedent.
I mean, I'm happy we got Bin Laden, but at any cost,
we've lost faith. We have a precedent-based legal system, and I think that we just ought to be mindful of that.
But people go when
Pakistan tried to call us on that bullshit over Osama Bin Laden going in there, and we said, suck our dicks collectively.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't care about your laws, motherfucking. You know what he did.
So
he was there. We coming to get him.
So
he couldn't
save your best fucking friend, you
fucking
scumbags. You know, do you ever read the polls of Middle Eastern countries of, like, who supports what crazy shit? You know, like, stoning.
Yeah.
Right.
And whatever. Pakistan and Egypt, top of the fucking
worst.
Heap of... They're above Saudi
Has
Arabia.
Has anyone run that study in Arkansas?
Saudi's living.
And
Saudi's living.
But Lebanon, that's why. Lebanon, surprisingly, is very, very...
it's not surprising because Lebanon is, like, half Christian.
Well, I thought it was the home of Hezbollah.
It is, but it's half Christian. So if they do it based on population.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Almost half Christian. I don't know.
Really?
Know.
That's interesting.
And also, Turkey was lower than Lebanon.
All the places that's doing better, they got a smaller poverty level.
Well, this shit appeals to young. Size. It's, you know, they're because Islam.
Young
it's,
students, it's young Muslim poor.
Men. It's young men with testosterone, mm-hmm. and their relationship with Islam is a relationship of a Guido to a Scarface poster. It's like, yeah, that's right. The world is yours. Like, he
and
didn't
the Goomba's paying
fucking,
for it.
He didn't understand the movie.
You know, Kurt is a fucking genius. You know that?
Why do you think I do a podcast with the dummy? Why do you think I keep him alive? I keep the nigga alive for a reason.
I was gonna say.
If he turns his powers to evil, he could have a whole like movement around mm-hmm. him.
Because he got that Jehovah in him.
That's maybe what
it's preaching. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he knows how to sit in a circle.
I wasn't a good Jehovah.
All right, that's why you're a good leader of it.
I wasn't good at
the
all.
The leaders don't got to do what the followers do. You
no,
get the
yeah,
fuck and
yeah,
do everything.
You all have to go fucking knock on doors.
What?
It's very like...
Who's running the watchtower? I know that nigga ain't knocking on no doors.
I told you, the main fault of that religion is you have to do it, and it sucks. Like, you have to do the fucking
the
shit.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a fun...
But what kind of assholes make you do stuff?
You know what I mean? Like, I always envy Jews and Catholics. You don't have to do it.
Catholics, right? You got to do a bunch of shit. Mass
you don't have to. They're not going to kick you out.
Because you can give... You can get.
If you can lie to your grandmother, you're set.
You can get forgiveness. You give a couple Hail Marys and a couple Our Fathers, and you're good.
And Jews don't really have to do anything at all.
No, yeah, except for collect rent.
That's the best. Is you gotta
sit back and cash those checks, baby.
And cash those checks.
Ooh,
baby.
My Christ killing residuals. I get a shiny penny. Every time the passion plays, Jews get
royalties for world manipulation. ASCAP and BMI.
Well, you see, last week
running the media,
we had the guy from the conspiracy guy on, you know, the 9/11 truth. And that's the thing, dude. All his things, it all leads to Jews. His conspiracies.
Jews are behind everything. No answer for this.
They ultimately go back to Jews every time if they go far enough in either political
direction. It's flattering in a way, you know. deny it.
I agree.
Dude, Mark Maron was telling me, because he's talking to some anti-Semitic guy.
He was angry about something.
Yeah, and he goes. He said to this guy, like, you know, if you just tweaked your argument a little bit, it sounds like Jews are really amazing. Like,
yeah, that's exactly
like,
it.
It sounds like they are the superior race. I mean, if they've been getting over on you this whole time, maybe they are the ones that were meant
to be. Funny, it's funny you say that because, and my father's point, if you read, like, the Arab propaganda against Jews, they accuse the Jews of putting special chemicals in the water to make the Egyptian women horny and for sneaking in fake Qurans. Meaning that they think the Jews are capable of the most amazing feats of genius.
Why isn't there not a line of Egyptians trying to buy Jew water? This will get her going.
Splash a little red on you. Drink, swallow, and splash. I would love that fucking some Egyptian water to get a girl right.
Do you guys go on record here about whether you think stereotypes are correct or not, or based in truth?
Stereotypes always start out as true. The thing that stereotypes
and end in hate.
The problem with stereotypes is like you they get ultimately like applied unfairly to everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all based on real things, you know.
Some of it.
It's not that
the
it happened.
The problem with stereotypes
everybody
is confirmation
it. It's that
bias.
You saw maybe three people did it. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right.
And then, there you go. Confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias is the problem.
Yeah.
It closes you off to seeing things.
Yeah, it's like go meet motherfuckers and then hate them on your own.
Right.
Stop taking niggas' word to hate somebody. go put your boots on the ground.
I think it's really only a problem when you start like acting wrong to people based on, you know what I mean? Like, I think you could. I know plenty of people that hold all kinds of fucking stereotypes and they've never.
And I'd never be like, I hate that Indian dude. I hate Indians. I'd be like, oh, I hate that dude in particular, but I don't hate all of them. what kind of shit is that?
I'm not going to give up taxis.
I'm trying to think, because there are groups that I hate, but I guess.
Like
I
a whole group of motherfuckers?
But I don't, you know what? I don't classify them
racially. That's
not
true.
College
racially.
Kids.
No, you know I mean? I guess racial.
College women, I love. College dudes, yeah, fuck them niggas.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I wouldn't go by race with it. I mean, I have my groups I don't like.
Right.
Who are the groups you don't like?
Right.
Drunks. I fucking hate drunks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really do. From the bottom of my heart, I fucking hate them.
What did he do to you? What did that
every
uncle,
fucking
that
show that's ever
room?
Gone wrong was because some fucking alcoholic. Like every show.
But every show that's went right was because some alcoholic. Before the bottle
so.
Got the best
on
of
the
them.
On the stage. No, I agree.
The alcoholism belongs on the stage, not in the crowd.
Not in the crowd. I
beautiful.
Get that, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you 100%. The worst part of our business is, and the biggest fear we have, and the one knife at our throat of something that could happen that could ruin us is the base of it is alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some fucking drunk.
But it's also the biggest moneymaker. So you take that chance.
I don't care about that.
But I'm just saying, in general, it makes the most money. That's why people take the risk with
it. No, the cover makes the most money right now.
Really?
Well, you're welcome, because the comedy did that. The comedy did that.
The Cellar always had relatively well-priced drinks, I thought, for comedy.
We keep our drink price, but we limit people to 2-3 drinks tops.
Oh, during the show.
We don't let them drink a lot.
That's fucking great.
We lose a lot of money because of that.
You lose money off of that, but that's the show's better because of that.
Way better.
And you reduce your liability, too, which is good.
Definitely better.
I had a friend from college come fucking to one of my shows in Philly. And then jerk off. He got fucking smashed. So
that's why I don't invite people.
He's yelling shit all through the show at my set.
No, that's nothing.
A friend. His girlfriend is passed out next to him. Then they get up and try to beat the check after I got them in the club.
Oh.
I have my wife's family down at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, the Latinos?
And my something-in-law got drunk and started heckling Chris Rock.
Oh, God.
It's always a guest, man. It's always someone you brought with you thinks that they're like gonna.
People who don't pay covers are a liability.
Yeah.
Because they don't got nothing to lose. Dude, we got it here free.
I was so happy my father was dead.
He would have lost
he
it.
Didn't see the family behaving this way. Dude,
and this was Chrissy on at the Cellar.
I really had that thought of my father alive to see that this is what.
Dude, that Binghamton show I did, they were shit-faced, okay? Mm-hmm. Shit-faced crowd.
We did the same.
Just before the show, this guy comes over and goes, yeah, tickets are $20, man. And I actually grabbed him like, oh, thank God. I grabbed his arms. Because he had to pay $20 for tickets, which meant his dumb drunk ass wasn't going to fuck the show.
Right.
Because it was valuable
security.
You can't count on that, though.
You can't, but it's better.
It's more likely.
You know why I could? Because he was young. They were young, dude. And they were people at the age where that $20, you need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whenever you, like, with young people, you got a party that's free before 11, it's a fight before midnight. Mm-hmm. So you gotta make them pay so they'll fucking not fight. Or make them wear their nice clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate the alcohol part of the business.
Yeah.
He's just trying to explain. I watched him patiently explain to a drunk they couldn't talk during the show. Like 4 times, saying the same sentence to the guy. And the 5th time he goes, oh, so I can't talk. Like 5 times. Like 5 fucking times. Fucking idiot's red drunk face.
Well, you had that fist fight with the guy, with his girlfriend.
Oh, that was at the Cellar. That's right.
And that guy had to be drunk.
Yeah, of course he was. Of course he was.
Shit hammered.
Of course he was.
Fucking one. He works for the Daily News, by the way. He's like a graphics guy for the New York Daily News. I Googled him.
What a jackass.
What an asshole.
Yeah. His girl's too hot for him, and he had to fucking... And when
he felt emasculated.
And you know how that feels.
Well, I hadn't even... the thing. And you know what? I don't try to fucking...
I think we all do.
I just sit and go, thank
I'll
you.
To it.
I go, thank you, the universe. I don't try to fucking... See, I act like it's not.
Right.
Like, this guy was not acting like it's not. He had to prove something to this chick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate it. That's the difference.
And plus, you were on stage making his girl laugh, who he don't, you know, who's hot, too hot to him. He got emasculated.
Well, he said he's going to hit me because I said his girl was that stupid line I always say to hot girls where I'm like, you're really hot, and that's why you think people want you to talk. Yeah. That's why he wanted to hit me, because I said that to her, which is the most tame.
It's emasculated. I don't even know how, like, male waiters work at a comedy place for a long time, if you from America.
What do you mean?
It's so emasculating. You see these dudes getting laid all day.
Well, they fuck a lot, dude. The fucking waiters.
Scraps. They fuck scraps. They never get first picks.
No, waiters get...
Dude, I've seen guys...
They don't get first picks.
I'll tell you why they get first picks. Because at the end of the night, everybody hangs out and gets drunk.
Yeah. And the comics, that's what we used to do.
And first picks become
scraps.
And we
scraps. Got, and we and got we the first stopped. Ones first, and then we stop. But all these bitches been ran through already. Ain't no new girls down there, dude. That's all been tapped.
Well, I will say in my defense.
It's tapped out, all of it.
You know, when I started dating Karen, I remember like, oh, it's not going to last.
Because you wiped out right away.
And I watched these fucking, all these waitresses and shit, their fucking loser relationships didn't work out. And mine's fucking 7 years in.
I agree. You
fucking asshole. I agree. Well, I was the loser.
And you know they badmouth you? Because you wasn't in the waiter circle.
Well, no, I'll tell you who the waitresses would badmouth. Is like a Jezel neck? Somebody that like kind of maybe fucked around with one of them but didn't pick one.
Mm-hmm.
That is no greater sin to comedy waitresses than like you just stuck your dick in a couple of their mouths. But you
welcome to my
one.
Life. Uh-huh. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, and they fucking hold it against you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still get a grudge. Grudge faces. I don't give a fuck.
The old charade was.
I touched everything.
Yeah, the old charade
touched
awesome.
Everything. Touched room full of things. Because when I'm out there, I'm out there.
I swear to God, you come in all the time with Marissa.
Yeah.
And I really say to myself, he brings Marissa with him all the time. I'm wondering, is this what he wants to do, or does she just let?
No, I like having her with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy it.
I like bringing my girl wherever I go.
I enjoy it. And plus, I don't lose shit.
You know what it is? My girlfriend now is like an asset to me in public as opposed to my previous girl, who was always a fucking, always a detriment, always a scene, always mad about something.
Yeah, but you were never trying to bang every waitress.
No,
like,
but
for Sherrod, it's a real life change. I mean, it's.
I wasn't trying. They wanted to bang. Whatever. I'll be honest with you. Uh-huh. Your staff really take a liking to me.
That teddy bear face.
I ran through them. I ran through this whole staff like Grant through Richmond.
I hate to say it. It's almost as if you've matured in some way.
I have. I grew up. I'm not out there on the streets
Larry
no
David.
More. Give Larry David a look.
Give him a look.
Ah, that's good. But Kurt, to tell you, I ain't out. We used to be out there. I ain't out there no more, nigga. I leave it to the young boys.
You're too tired.
Well, you I know do all my freak in the house.
I'm not really doing coke like that. That's
yeah,
all, that's
that could be
is.
A part of it. Nah. The drugs
going
cut
out,
back.
It was really coke fueled.
I never did coke.
Ever?
Ever.
Never Good once.
Never once.
I did everything at least once.
I want to try it, actually.
I did everything at least
get
once.
Get good coke. That's the thing, man. I get the
good stuff. The bad stuff is going to kill you.
At a certain point, it's like, it's not that I never would do coke, but I don't want to just snort whatever the fuck they're putting in it.
Yeah. Right.
I would want to do it somewhere where you get real
but
coke.
But you have access to A-list coke now, don't
no,
you?
No, he does
you,
not.
You hobnob
in
with
New
the...
York, in New York, you don't. I actually do. I do know probably the best coke guy.
I know some people.
It's such a pain to get to him.
I don't go through.
It's not worth it.
Like Amy or Michael Che, one of those guys, they can probably make a call and figure out who could get you.
No.
A lot of these guys? No. A lot of them? And a lot of famous people?
They're not connected.
Friend of a friend?
I know people with shitty coke. And they service a lot of famous people.
Famous people get shitty coke.
They get shitty coke all the time because you're in a city where they don't know people. If you're dependable, they'll just take it.
Yeah.
And I'll see these famous people. I'm like, why are you buying from this dude?
Right. Even with weed. That's why people come and be like, where can I get weed? I'm like, motherfucker, you a multimillionaire. You don't even know. I got it, dude.
Since our weed dealer moved out of the building.
Who?
I don't want to say his name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what else? If you're that famous, you have a lot more to lose if you get caught getting...
Yeah, you can't be out in the streets where you're trying to find... Yeah, you got to have a hookup.
You have to have... So that's
you got
to
have a hookup.
Limited. Yeah. I don't know.
Did I ever tell you about your dumb roommate, Steve, what he did one time we wanted to get some weed?
No, Fabricant?
By the way, Steve, and I know his brother Bernie listens.
Yeah, big shout to Judge Bernie.
Yeah, Judge Bernie. If next time you talk to Steve, tell him to fucking chew with his mouth closed. I don't know. Dude, Steve will not.
He eat like Spanky?
I got to tell you what he did. We wanted to get some weed. I said, Steve, we don't have any weed. Yeah. He says, I know where I can get some.
Right.
He comes back with a bag of weed.
Right.
I said, where'd you get it? He goes, I bought it in the park. I said, you went out and bought weed in the park?
Washington Square?
They arrest people all the time. He goes, no. I asked him, are you a cop? I swear to God. And he says that they have to tell you.
That's
my God.
No way. That's so sweet.
I swear on my life. He says,
he's like a retarded boy.
How adorable is that? Oh, man.
He's been spending his whole life buying weed. He's like a Sweet Pea or whatever it is, and Popeye in the construction site. Just walking from one
he should have a propeller hat on. You should be wearing a propeller hat.
Nothing bad happens to me. Nothing
and other
bad.
Beam comes and get him while he's walking.
Are you a cop? No? Okay.
How is he still alive?
And I had to actually bring him to a cop, to explain to him, no, we don't have to tell you.
You think Donnie Brasco, that's how they could have got him?
I said exactly what I said to him. I said, did you see Donnie Brasco?
They got to tell him if he's a cop. Movie over in 2 minutes.
No, what I said. Very funny. They just never asked.
What an idiot.
Oh, God, I hope they don't ask me today. I hope they don't ask me today.
He's the same kind of fool who thinks you got to hang up before the cops can trace your call. Like, we don't all have call ID. Hang up. It's been 10 seconds. You think movie police and his policing.
Listen, let me just say, for Steve, I've seen him have some just magnificent tail. I've seen Steve.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the best.
Steve.
Yeah, he gets girls.
Crushes ass. Like,
Steve and I went, in the Y used to have that Brazilian night.
Yeah.
So we got invited to this big Brazilian party. It was featuring Miss Universe, first runner-up, Miss Brazil.
He bagged her.
We go in there, just like any jackasses. Steve comes home with Miss Brazil.
Wow.
Put her up in a hotel for 2 weeks and banged Miss Brazil for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where is that Steve? Where did it happen to that dude? He ain't that same dude no more. But he got good game. You know what he is? He's a listener. Mm-hmm. Steve's a listener. He will sit and listen to a bitch and conversate. and talk to them and really care about what they're talking about.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, you know, also, Steve
has
Superman hair, I'm telling you, dude.
And he's got a good head of
Never
hair.
Never underestimate Superman.
He got Stamos Superman hair.
Specifically Superman hair.
No, I got to give him more credit than that. It's not the hair. It's something more than
the
hair.
It's a part of it.
It's the femininity.
And the compliments.
He's like one of the girls? What do you say? He's like one of the homegirls?
Feminine. I'm trying to say he's got a great head of hair.
He's got birthing hips.
I'm not going to say femininity.
There's something unthreatening about him.
I give you that. Something unthreatening
about
him.
Steve's got a good
Superboy hair.
And then, of course, he has the benefit of being...
I never saw his mule.
I saw his mule the other day. It was a good mule? Piece. Well, it was flaccid.
I heard it was good.
All right.
It's a good
He has
piece.
The benefit also of being able to have any profession he wants at any time when he speaks to these girls.
Oh, yeah, he goes in and out of different professions.
Yeah. What do you do? Oh, you know, I run the comedy cellar.
I run the comedy cellar. Oh, that's funny.
Those Russian girls, though. He get a nice amount of Russian girls. I know he used to dab in a... He has some cuties that
he likes one now who's like pretty hot.
He's liking this girl.
Olga?
Is that her name? Olga? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's liking her.
She's hot.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I think he gets a lot of like the great Steve versus Artie Fuqua rivalry that had gone on. because
Red Miller and that type of situation?
The same kind of girls go for both Artie and Steve.
Right.
Because
Steve likes those kind of girls.
Yeah, to Steve's chagrin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually met, Steve and I met Red Miller first and brought her to Artie. That's how
Oh, really?
Went. Yeah, yeah.
And Artie has mercilessly swooped on him. So
Steve?
Many times, yeah, like trying to steal his fucking chicks.
That explains the resentment.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's a straight up resentment.
I didn't know that.
I remember when me and Tom first got into business, people used to tell us, oh, don't bring your girls around Artie and Godfrey. And we laughed for 3 weeks, nigga. You could take a girl from me, nigga, you could have her.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't more feel like
you
that.
You could have her.
Yep.
And they know I laughed. That's like money. What do you think, Billy D. Williams?
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Any more Steve stories?
No.
Fabric can't. Let me think.
He's always on the go, traveling around.
I heard he saw your dick one time.
Did he?
And you said you owe me $10.
Oh, yeah, I did. And he still owes
me. Did he pay up?
No. I think I took it out of rent.
All right, that's it. We're done with the show. That's a good show.
You got it. If you're a cop, you got to tell me. You want to make that the title?
If you're a cop, I like that.
You got to tell me if you're a cop. What, you got a better title?
Yeah, I thought the Christ killing thing about.
What was it?
Yeah, remember?
Yes.
I said it. I was like, I think this is the title, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was
Christ killing something.
Residuals about Christ.
Christ killing residuals.
Christ killing residuals.
So that's the title. Yeah. So throw it up, Eric. All right, cool.
No, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
Comedy Cellar. He's come down there. You know, great show. And Underground.
XM Radio.
Every
Thursday night at 7:00. This week we have Artie Lang.
Artie Lang this week. He's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. They got him on Sirius. What's the channel?
99
Sirius XM. Yeah, check it out. The Comedy Cellar radio show.
Start over show.
It still got podcast energy. Anywho, we're out. Peace, bitches.
Thanks, Bill.
America.